Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, November 18th, 2013, and today we are talking about Russians, Russian spies, and Russian GPS systems right here in the United States on U.S. soil. Folks, this is not some weird conspiracy theory that has no basis in fact. This is a fact. When it appears in the New York Times, it is mainstream. It is fact. That is the world's greatest newspaper. Everything that's fit to print right there on its masthead. Well, they carried an article on November 16th about this Russian effort to build what the CIA and the Pentagon describes as spy stations across America. This was very difficult for me to believe, but here it is in black and white. It is a reality. Let me share some of the words from this article with you. In the view of America's spy services, the next potential threat from Russia may not come from a nefarious cyber weapon or secrets gleaned from the files of Edward J. Snowden, the former National Security Agency contractor now in Moscow. Instead, this menace may come in the form of a seemingly innocuous dome-shaped antenna perched atop an electronics-packed building surrounded by a security fence somewhere in the United States. In recent months, the Central Intelligence Agency and the Pentagon have been quietly waging a campaign to stop the State Department from allowing Roscosmos, the Russian space agency, to build about a half dozen of these structures known as monitor stations on United States soil, several American officials said. So, our State Department, over CIA and Pentagon objections, wants to allow the Russians to build GPS stations to compete with our own GPS systems all across America, these things used for spying and everything else. What in the world is going on? Not much changes in the State Department over the years, does it? From the 50s to the 60s to the 70s to the 80s till now, it seems to be about the same. The State Department and the administration do these things, and one wonders, why are there no real Americans up there in Washington? Well, why do the Russians want these things? Well, they say in this article they don't want to be reliant on the American system and believe that their systems like GPS will spawn other industries and applications, said a former senior official in the State Department's Office of Space and Advanced Technology. They feel as though they are losing a technological edge to us in an important market. Look at everything GPS has done on things like your phone and the movement of planes and ships. The Russian effort is part of a larger global race by several countries, including China and European Union nations, to perfect their own global positioning systems and challenge the dominance of the American GPS. Well, I tell you, it just makes me want to cry to know that we might possibly beat the Russians in this race. What in the world is going on with these people? I mean, what's wrong with winning? What's wrong with having dominant technology? What's wrong with telling people, hey, you know, if you don't like it, build your own system that's better. Don't try to steal ours. Well, they don't have to steal it. We give it to them. The State Department gives it to them. Here is the real reason. If you want to know the real reason, this is it. For the State Department, permitting Russia to build the stations would help mend the Obama administration's relationship with government of President Vladimir Putin, now at a nadir because of Moscow's granting asylum to Mr. Stolen and its backing of President Bashar al-Assad of Syria. Well, Mr. Obama is all upset. He had to go home and take a few nerve pills because he got chumped out in his confrontation with Putin. So now, to make up for it and to make Vladimir like him again, he wants to let him build spy stations all across America. The CIA and other American spy agencies, as well as the Pentagon, suspect that the monitor stations would give the Russians a foothold on American territory that would sharpen the accuracy of Moscow's satellite-steered weapons. Oh, that's a good one, isn't it? We want to make their satellite-steered weapons more accurate. The stations, they believe, could also give the Russians an opening to snoop on the U.S. within its borders. The squabble is serious enough that the administration officials have delayed a final decision until the Russians provide more information. Well, that is all good. Will we survive this administration? God only knows, folks. I have my doubts sometimes. Congress is getting involved in this now. I would like to understand why the United States would be interested in enabling a GPS competitor like Russian Glasnost when the world's reliance on GPS is a clear advantage to the United States on multiple levels, said Representative Mike Rogers, Republican of Alabama, chairman of a House Armed Services Subcommittee. Well, obviously, they don't want the United States to have a clear advantage. Isn't that obvious? Mr. Rogers last week asked the Pentagon to provide an assessment of the proposal's impact on national security. The request was made in a letter sent to Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, Secretary of State John Kerry, and the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. The monitor stations have been a high priority for Mr. Putin. I'll bet they're a high priority. The Russians and American negotiators are meeting to discuss all this. Americans are trying to understand it, to understand if it has anything to do with all those rumors about American troops on, or Russian troops on U.S. soil and all this stuff. It is so unbelievable. It just seems fantastic. But there it is in black and white. Our own administration, our own State Department wants to allow the Russian government, a Russian government-controlled corporation, to build, at the best case scenario, it is a competitor for our GPS systems and a improvement of the Russian missile targeting system right here in America. Who would believe it? What should we do about this? Well, Russians can leave America immediately if you are connected with this project. No, absolutely no. No more discussion, no more meetings, absolutely not. And anybody that had anything to do with it is fired. That's the way I see it. That's what the president should do. Till next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.